Listen to God's Word for August 6th. Today's reading includes Zephaniah 3 and Jeremiah 1 and 2. May God bless this reading of His Word. Zephaniah 3. Woe to the city of oppressors, rebellious and defiled. She heeded no voice. She accepted no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She has not drawn near to her God. Her princes are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves, leaving nothing for the morning. Her prophets are reckless, faithless men. Her priests profane the sanctuary. They do violence to the law. The Lord within her is righteous. He does no wrong. He applies His justice morning by morning. He does not fail at dawn, yet the unjust know no shame. I have cut off the nations. Their corner towers are destroyed. I have made their streets deserted, with no one to pass through. Their cities are laid waste, with no man, no inhabitant. I said, "Surely you will fear me and accept correction." Then her dwelling place would not be cut off, despite all for which I punished her. But they rose early to corrupt all their deeds. Therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, until the day I rise to testify. For my decision is to gather nations, to assemble kingdoms, to pour out upon them my indignation, all my burning anger. For all the earth will be consumed by the fire of my jealousy. For then I will restore pure lips to the peoples, that all may call upon the name of the Lord and serve Him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, my scattered people, will bring me an offering. On that day you will not be put to shame for any of the deeds by which you have transgressed against me. For then I will remove from among you those who rejoice in their pride, and you will never again be haughty on my holy mountain. But I will leave within you a meek and humble people, and they will trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will no longer do wrong or speak lies, nor will a deceitful tongue be found in their mouths. But they will feed and lie down, with no one to make them tremble. Sing for joy, O daughter of Zion! Shout aloud, O Israel! Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem! The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. Israel's King, the Lord, is among you. No longer will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands fall limp. The Lord your God is among you. He is mighty to save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those among you who grieve over the appointed feasts, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame and gather the scattered, and I will appoint praise and fame for the disgraced throughout the earth. At that time I will bring you in. Yes, at that time I will gather you. For I will give you fame and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your captives before your very eyes, says the Lord." Jeremiah 1. These are the words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the priests in Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, and through the days of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the 5th month of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, when the people of Jerusalem went into exile. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Ah, Lord God, I said, I surely do not know how to speak, for I am only a child. But the Lord told me, Do not say, I am only a child, for to everyone I send you, you must go, and all that I command you, you must speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand, touched my mouth, and said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you today over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and plant. And the word of the Lord came to me, asking, Jeremiah, what do you see? I see a branch of an almond tree, I replied. You have observed correctly, said the Lord, for I am watching over my word to accomplish it. Again the word of the Lord came to me, asking, What do you see? I see a boiling pot, I replied, and it is tilting toward us from the north. Then the Lord said to me, Disaster from the north will be poured out on all who live in the land. For I am about to summon all the clans and kingdoms of the north, declares the Lord. Their kings will come and set up their thrones at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. They will attack all her surrounding walls and all the other cities of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments against them for all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me to burn incense to other gods and to worship the works of their own hands. Get yourself ready. Stand up and tell them everything that I command you. Do not be intimidated by them, or I will terrify you before them. Now behold, this day I have made you like a fortified city, an iron pillar, and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will never overcome you, since I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 2. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem that this is what the Lord says. I remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness in a land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest. All who devoured her found themselves guilty. Disaster came upon them, declares the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all you families of the house of Israel. This is what the Lord says. What fault did your fathers find in me, that they strayed so far from me, and followed worthless idols, and became worthless themselves? They did not ask, Where is the Lord who brought us up from the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness? Through a land of deserts and pits, a land of drought and darkness, a land where no one travels and no one lives. I brought you into a fertile land to eat its fruit and bounty, but you came and defiled my land and made my inheritance detestable. The priests did not ask, Where is the Lord? The experts in the law no longer knew me, and the leaders rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and followed useless idols. Therefore, I will contend with you again, declares the Lord, and I will bring a case against your children's children. cross over to the coasts of Cyprus and take a look. Send to Kedar and consider carefully. See if there has ever been anything like this. Has a nation ever changed its gods, though they are no gods at all? Yet my people have exchanged their glory for useless idols. Be stunned by this, O heavens. Be shocked and utterly appalled, declares the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and they have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Is Israel a slave? Was he born into slavery? Why then has he become prey? The young lions have roared at him. They have growled with a loud voice. They have laid waste his land. His cities lie in ruins, without inhabitant. The men of Memphis and Tophanes have shaved the crown of your head. Have you not brought this on yourself by forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? Now what will you gain on your way to Egypt to drink the waters of the Nile? What will you gain on your way to Assyria to drink the waters of the Euphrates? Your own evil will discipline you. Your own apostasies will reprimand you. Consider and realize how evil and bitter it is for you to forsake the Lord your God and to have no fear of me, declares the Lord God of hosts. For long ago you broke your yoke and tore off your chains, saying, I will not serve. Indeed, on every high hill and under every green tree, you lay down as a prostitute. I had planted you like a choice vine from the very best seed. How could you turn yourself before me into a rotten wild vine? Although you wash with lye and use an abundance of soap, the stain of your guilt is still before me, declares the Lord God. How can you say, I am not defiled, I have not run after the Baals? Look at your behavior in the valley. Acknowledge what you have done. You are a swift young she-camel galloping here and there, a wild donkey at home in the wilderness, sniffing the wind in the heat of her desire. Who can restrain her passion? All who seek her need not weary themselves. In mating season, they will find her. You should have kept your feet from going bare and your throat from being thirsty. But you said, it is hopeless, for I love foreign gods, and I must go after them. As the thief is ashamed when he is caught, so the house of Israel is disgraced. They, their kings, their officials, their priests, and their prophets, say to a tree, You are my father, and to a stone, You gave me birth. For they have turned their backs to me, and not their faces. Yet in the time of trouble they beg, Rise up and save us. But where are the gods you made for yourselves? Let them rise up in your time of trouble and save you if they can. For your gods are as numerous as your cities, O Judah. Why do you bring a case against me? You have all rebelled against me, declares the Lord. I have struck your sons in vain. They accepted no discipline. Your own sword has devoured your prophets like a voracious lion. You people of this generation, consider the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness to Israel, or a land of dense darkness? Why do my people say, We are free to roam, we will come to you no more? Does a maiden forget her jewelry, or a bride her wedding sash? Yet my people have forgotten me for days without number. How skillfully you pursue love! Even the most immoral of women could learn from your ways. Moreover, your skirts are stained with the blood of the innocent poor, though you did not find them breaking in. But in spite of all these things, you say, I am innocent. Surely his anger will turn from me. Behold, I will judge you because you say, I have not sinned. How unstable you are, constantly changing your ways. You will be disappointed by Egypt, just as you were by Assyria. Moreover, you will leave that place with your hands on your head, for the Lord has rejected those you trust. You will not prosper by their help. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.